Yesterday's woods fire in the hills north of Redway around the 400 block of Wood Ranch Road was a good reminder to stay prepared this fire season. The fire was first reported around 4 p.m. on Monday, July 20th, and posed a high risk to the area. At that point, the fire measured 10 acres and was threatening to spread quickly to 50 acres, according to scanner traffic at the time. However, a quick response by CAL FIRE and local volunteer fire departments led to the Woods Fire having its forward progress stopped by 6:30 p.m., only a few hours later. Only one resident needed to be evacuated, and the threat to structures was quickly eliminated. We spoke with Bryceland Volunteer Fire Department Public Information Officer Camillo Stevenson to learn more about yesterday's fire near Redway. Camillo first spoke on how local departments were alerted to the fire.
We're entering into peak fire season. We're not there already. And there's a lot of resources that have been mustered to respond to the conditions. There's a lot of dry fuels out there. We have threats of lightning, threats of dry lightning. And so, there's been a lot of resources called up, and we were ready to respond. And the Woods Fire was particularly interesting because normally we respond, we're either on patrol or we're going to be at our stations or at home with our radios and pagers waiting for something to get called in. In this case, the fire was visible from the conservation camp, the Eel River camp, and we started hearing radio traffic. They had seen visual signs of the smoke, and my crew with Bryceland were returning to mutual aid assistance with Garberville for a medical call. And as soon as we left Garberville, we could hear the radio traffic. And we looked up and we could see the plume of smoke, the column of smoke rising. So it wasn't like we were waiting for someone to, ask for help from or, call 911. In this case, it was a direct visual confirmation that there was a fire.
Bryceland Fire Public Information Officer Camillo Stevenson then spoke on how a quick, coordinated effort between CAL FIRE Air Support and local departments on the ground quickly got the Woods Fire under control, and how favorable weather conditions also helped that effort.
CAL FIRE is extremely effective with their air resources, and so they were quick to respond. And the hand crews from Eel River Camp were right next door, so they were also very quick to respond. We were already in our engine and responding. And behind us were Redway, Garberville, and Phillipsville sent their water tender. And so we got a lot of people on scene pretty quick to this fire, and that's a good thing because it was moving. We had a lot of resources available, but we are, we have to adapt to the conditions that we're given. And in this case, we were lucky that it wasn't a lot of wind, and we're lucky that the fire didn't start at the bottom of a large, hill. This was like on the side of the hill, but it was burning to the top, and then we caught the fire at the top, which is, geographically where you want to stop a fire, along a ridgeline or somewhere where it's naturally just going to lose energy. Any starts that happen with slopes above them obviously are going to spread faster due to the conditions, and then any kind of wind or other conditions like that can push a fire out of control pretty quickly, and despite our best efforts.
We're truly grateful to the Bryceland Volunteer Fire Department and firefighters from a number of other local departments and CAL FIRE for their efforts yesterday combating the Woods Fire. Today, Tuesday, July 21st, KMUD hosted the first Touch a Truck event of our Summer Fun Drive, which focuses on fire safety. Yesterday's blaze near Redway was a good reminder to stay ready and that a fire can quickly get out of control if the right conditions are present. We spoke with Telegraph Ridge Fire Chief Tanner Spees at our Touch a Truck event to learn more on how residents can stay prepared for future wildfires.
You know, out here in the hills, a lot of the times we might be cut off from other people by some significant distances and roads. And just knowing what's going on, having situational awareness, we call it in the fire service, about things like weather patterns, red flag warnings, times when there's more threat. It's not always equal the times when there are higher chances of catastrophic wildfire. There's certain times where the weather is very ripe for it. And just knowing when to be very careful about fire, fire season, knowing what resources are available, being ahead of the game if there is the potential for evacuation. If there is ever an evacuation in your area, you want to be prepared. You don't want that to be the first time you're thinking about it. You want to be thinking about go bags, what's important to bring. And just having that awareness of when that's happening. So you can sign up for the Humble Alert program that will text you information. As you mentioned, Watch Duty is an excellent resource these days. It's an application you can get on your phone. It'll give you notices about fires that are close by, give you some information. KMUD is obviously a great resource. Be listening to the radio, and the news program does a great job putting that information out. Same with Redheaded Black Belt. So I'd say very important to know what your informational resources are and to pay attention to those, especially as we get into deeper fire season.
Telegraph Ridge Fire Chief Tanner Spees also spoke on FireWise Communities, a program led by the National Fire Protection Association, or NFPA for short, that can help entire neighborhoods be better prepared for fire events.
FireWise is an NFPA program that basically recognizes communities for their efforts in fire reduction, specifically around their own homes, or what they call the home ignition zone. So communities can get together and organize to become FireWise recognized. And basically what that entails is they go through a process where they do a community wildfire risk assessment, and they do a 3-year action plan. And then their community members identify how many homes are in their area, and they're set up to basically do at least an hour of fire preparation work per home, which is a pretty low bar around here, because it can include weed whipping, that kind of stuff. So those are what are called the resident volunteer contributions. Those are basically just collected and then put into the application. It's an annual application. NFPA then gives a certificate of recognition for FireWise, which just shows that your community is doing what they can from the most grassroots, most base level. So there's no obligation. It's all voluntary. It's a really easy program to get involved with. It's a great starting point for community organizing. It's a really great structure to just get people thinking about how to strategize the work, how to connect with other residents, and just start at the most basic level around their own homes.
It's officially peak fire season in Southern Humboldt and other regions inside KMUD's listening zone. We hope hearing from the Bryceland and Telegraph Ridge Fire Departments helps create a better understanding of how to prepare yourself and how quick local response is needed to prevent the spread of wildfires. KMUD's Fire Safe Fun Drive is continuing this week, and we'll be hosting an additional Touch a Truck event with the Petrolia Volunteer Fire Department on Thursday, July 30th, starting around 11 a.m. at our studios in Redway. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.